In this podcast, I will be critically analyzing early specialization of kids in specific sports by their parents. I will be taking examples and evidence from the article The Logic of Socialization by Jay Coakley and Athletic Injury and Parental Pressure in Youth Sports by Kari Hamstra, Jeffrey Cherubini, and Buzz Swanick. In addition, I will also be using a documentary called Trophy Kids as support and example. I watched the film and read the articles, and question myself, why do parents specialize their kids at a young age? Historically, it started in the early 20th century, where sports specialization was the norm to start kids at an early age in hopes of becoming a professional athlete. Parents and trainers often want kids to start early so they can learn the work habits and outclass their age groups. Sports specialization is well known nowadays due to the arousing benefits and salary as a professional athlete. More people know the benefits and salary of playing sports in a professional level or even overseas. According to the Business Insider, an average NBA player makes $6.4 million just to play a minimum of 82 games of basketball. That means playing a game of basketball would earn you $70,000. Children who make the NBA can support their families without worries. This creates being a professional athlete as a career goal for children and is supported or reinforced by their parents. Knowing the benefits of a professional athlete, some parents train their kids their whole life, even forcing them to start at a young age as an advantage. They dream of their kids making the big league to earn them big money. Furthermore, it creates a cultural structure where other parents who want success and great habits for their children view sports as a way to develop traits that can help them in the future. It creates a norm where parents would sign their kids to structured programs or be trained by well-known coaches because they believe it would teach their kids great habits such as hard work and confidence. In a documentary called Trophy Kids, four parents train their children at an early age. The parents' goal for their children is to either be the number one in the world, be a professional athlete, or learn the work habits and gain confidence for themselves. These parents believe the sports will help develop the traits that can make a child successful. It is a well-known belief that sport is the gateway and foundation of overcoming adversity, tough challenges, and learning traits that can't be learned from a classroom. These situations became a structure to how society progresses and how children can be treated at an early age. Most parents want their kids to excel and earn tons of money when they get older. That is why parents spend countless amount of money and time to make sure their kids would excel in a sport that they have introduced them into. Steve, father of Derek, stated in Trophy Kids that he had easily spent a total of 2 Lamborghinis for Derek's training. He believes that it will reward him later when his kids become a professional athlete and start to receive scholarships and endorsements. With this idea, youth sports become a career track for children and would end up as primary source of income for their parents. Children who are forced by their parents to specialize in a certain sport are basically dummies that are controlled by their parents to make money for them in the future. Parents think that their kids earning big paychecks and playing sports as healthy and successful. But the path for the kid who is forced by their parents is extremely difficult. It has become more common that young children are being pressured by their parents to perform and do well in sports. This can lead to a child burnout, stress in young children to perform, underperforming in certain sports, and even anxiety. If these traits are seen on a child, trainers and parents must recognize these effects and be prepared to accommodate these young athletes that are having a detrimental experience with the sport. At the end of the day, parents who specialize their kids in sports in hope that it will pay for their bills in the future should understand this. Children who play sports at a young age should have a fun experience with the sport they chose to participate in. Kids should not participate or join sports to earn money for their parents or to make their parents feel accomplished.